We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Tzadik Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning seven lines from the top. The first word on lines Rekadash, starting from Boi Elohu. A new sugya. Shaila is the lechem upon him does become. So we know there's a din. Lechem upon him can't be taken out of the azara. Has to be eaten in the azara. Has din of kachim kachim. Has to be eaten in the azara. And about that, the shulchan also has to be in the azara. The shulchan is a klei sharis. It gets kedushas aguf, and if it goes out of the azara, it becomes psul yotze. You can't eat it. Can't possible. So the shaila is like this: Boi Elohu lechem upon him nifsul b'masoyis ain nifsul b'masoyis. When they traveled, the lechem upon him actually sat on the shulchan while they traveled. It says in the pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, in the Parshas Bamidbar, when they went to cover all the kelim before they left, it says, "Va'al shulchan haponim yifrisu beget cheles v'nostu lov esakoros v'sakapos v'samniakos v'nesav lechem atom alov yeh." Lechem atom is still there. Lechem atom is on it. You cover everything, and they took it on the masoyis. Does it become psul yotze? Left the azara, left the hechel, left the. In this case, it left the klotim of the Mishkan, so it should be a psul yotze or not? That's the question of the Gemara. So Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon Levi, they argue, Chadam and Nifsa, one of them says it's posel, the Chadam and Nifsa does not become posel. What's the Biyar Machlekes? Mandam and Nifsa, the Chassid says in the posel, Kashi Yachnu Ken Yisau. And we dash like this. So it says, just like when you camp, that's how you travel. So Mabach and Yos and Nifsa will be yotze, just like when you camped, there's a psul yotze, after and Yos and Nifsa will be yotze. When you're traveling also, if it's out of the Kloim, it's Nifsa will be yotze. That's one Mandam. Mandam and Nifsa, the Chassid, Lechem Atom, the love you And Shitim Gavetz explains that even Mishas Masoyis, it's called Lechem HaTomid. So you see, it's still in the matziv of being called Lechem upon him, because it's sitting on the Shulchan. So therefore, it's now no Psul Yotze. This man will agree, if you removed it from the Shulchan while you're traveling, it would be Psul Yotze. But this is on the Shulchan, it's in the Mekaymai, in the right place, there's no Psul Yotze. Freit the Gemara of Idach Nami, Aksiv Kashi Yachlu Ken Yisoh. What is the man Yomo? It says Lechem HaTomid of Yiyah, holds that it's called it's not called Yotze. What do you do? Pasuk Kashi Yachlu Ken Yisoh. So the Gemara dashes Lidach Gisa. He says Ma Bechiniyasa Yiki Lo Yotze Mekayim Lo Mifso. Just like when it's camped, if it didn't leave its place, it didn't leave its shulchan Lo Mifso. After this Yosef Yiki Lo Yotze Mekayim Lo Mifso. When you're traveling also, if it didn't leave its place, which is the shulchan, it does not become pasul. So it stems. Vidach Nami. But all my why would you say it's pasul? Ksiv the Lechem Atamir Lo Yotze. Yeah, it's clear. It's called Lechem Atamir. It's called Lechem upon him right now. And so of course it's not pasul Yotze. So what did that matter to do with that? Mar says, you're right. Elik Osir of Dimi Yomar, you're right. Mesuda Kulam Lepligi. Everyone agrees, while it's on the Shulchan, it's on Machlekes. Machlekes is like this. You take it off on Shabbos and you want to eat it, and now you start traveling. What's the halacha? Does that have Psul Yotze or not? Because you have to eat it in the Klam. Now you don't have any Klam to eat it. Elik Kipligi Mesulik. Manda Oma Nifsal. And then you travel. What happened was that Shabbos is when you take off Lechem upon him to eat it. And when Mitzvah Shabbos was, they start traveling, and you have Lechem upon him. So it's Yotze now. That's the Machlekes. One man says, yeah, Yotze. One is not Yotze. What's the Machlekes? Ma, Dom, Nifsal, Dichsiv, Kash, Yachnu, Ken, Yisoh, Ma, Bech, and Yosin, Nifsal, Yotze. So when you camped, the Lechem upon him leaves the claw, Mitzvah Yotze. Ah, Menis, Yosin, when you're traveling, also Nifsal, Yotze. Laman, Dom, Ein, Nifsal, Dichsiv, says in the Pasuk, Venosa, Oyel, Moyed, says in the Pasuk, that v'nosa yomoyed machna alviyim b'soicha machnois kashi yachnu ken yisoh isha yodah l'digleim. It says, even v'nosa yomoyedu av abishinosa yomoyedu. So he says, I'm still no yomoyed. I'm still traveling, I'm still no yomoyed. V'idach nami yaksiv kashi yachnu ken yisoh. What is the mandiyam that says nosa yomoyed? What is the pasuk of kashi yachnu ken yisoh? He dashed l'idach yisoh. Ma b'chin yosoy ki loy mafik lei loy mifsal. Just like when you camped, ki loy mafik lei loy mifsal. When you don't go out, loy mifsal. And you also kilei mafik. You didn't take it out. You stay where you are. Kilei mafik loy mifsal. Ah, v'idach nami. One who says it's psul yotze. Haksiv nasa el moed. It says nasa el moed. It sounds like it's el moed when you're traveling. Ahu the golem udasa. That is going according to man the Omar. That's explaining that when you traveled, it went v'soicha machnas. It says, V'nosa Amayit, after the two that left, after Yehuda and Reuven left, then went this machna. It means, L'digol means how you traveled. Like Rashi says, that the way, L'lohiris, Eze Degel, Yisa, Rishon, Eze Amtsoy, Eze Acher. And then it says, V'nosa Amayit. When is Nosa Amayit? After those two, then goes the Amayit. That's what it means. That's the V'nosa Amayit. As all my know that, the din of the golem. The pasuk says, Nosa Amoyad Machna Alvidim B'Soicha Machnas. B'Soicha Machnas. In between two Machnas, that's when you know you travel. So right now, what we're coming out is Machloikas. The Machloikas is, if you take it off the table, off the Shulchan, and you start traveling, is a psul yaitse now. One man says it's psul yaitse. Why? Shay yachnu can you sow? Just like by yachnu, it has to be inside the klom. He also been in the klom. Now you're not in the klom. The other man says no. But nasa amayu do that even when you're traveling, still call amayu, still call the klom. So you're in the amayu. There's no psul yaitse. That's the other man. That's the mechalikus over here. Meisim, that's your kasha, and that's the kasha from a brisa to seftam sechta zvachim. Meitzvei b'shas siluk ma'asoyis. While you're traveling, kachin nesham b'yotze. The kachin becomes psul yotze because you lose your klaim, you lose your machna shchina. But the brisa says you actually still retain your machna levia, machna yisrael. We know there were three machnas when it came to the mishkan and Yerushalayim. The same thing. It was machna shchina, which there tamei mesim can go into. You have machna levia, where there tamei mesim could go in, but not bali keri and zavim. Then you have Machna Yisrael, which Bali Keren Zavim go in there, but not Mitzaron. So we have over here, V'zavim Mitzaron, Mishtachim, Chutzim, Mechitzasim. They have to go out, even when they're traveling. They have to go outside the Machna. Because it has a din Machna, even when they're traveling, but it doesn't have din Kalon. So what do you see? The Kachim Popsal Yait says. Lechem Aponim is the exact same thing. Lechem Aponim is also considered Kachim, Kachim. So it should be possible also. My Lafi Lechem Aponim. So it's a Kasha on the Mandiyama where it says there's no Psal Yait. It's a first surprise. There's a Psal Yait. So we're no, Loi, Barm Lechem Aponim. It means all Kachim are Lechem Aponim. So where's the Marv Shach? What's the difference? E Oil Moyed, Daf Gahu. If it's considered Oil Moyed because we said v'nasa yomayid, so I feel a kachim nami. Even kachim also consider in the yomayid. Yomayid lav dafkahu. It's not called v'nasa yomayid. Then I feel like a bar nami should possible. You can't say that, Teretz. You would tell me kachim absolutely yaitse. So why should lechem parim be any different? The exact same thing. What should we do with lechem parim and kachim? It's all tali and klum and possible. It's pella. So you're right. The Gemara slugged up that man the yomayid now. Avad is absolutely yaitse. So back show we had a machlekes for. So the Gemara is not a machlekes. Like you also Ravan Omar. Omar, he also wrote Omar, he said that Mar Omar b'mesudo, Omar b'mesuluk. They're not arguing. They're talking about different things. One man, the Amma said, Psul Yaitzim, not Psul Yaitzim. You know what the difference is? B'mesudo is not Psul Yaitzim. On Lechem upon him, even when I'm traveling. We said if it's on the Shulchan, Lechem upon him, Lechem atomid yeh, it's not possible. The other man, the Amma said, Psul Yaitzim, it was taken up, b'mesuluk. It's not a machlaikas machal. Mar b'mesudo, Omar b'mesuluk, v'loi pligi. It's not a machlaikas. So Dr. Maravaita, Oma Abaya, Shema Mino, you see from here that it's Psul Yoitze on the Kachim. Once you take apart the Oil Moyed, it says in this Braisa that B'shas Siluk Masoyas, Kachim Nifson B'Yoitze, any of the Kachim now has a Psul Yoitze. So you see from here, Shema Mino, yes, Siluk Masoyas B'Laila. You see, you even could start traveling at night. That means Klai Yisrael knew when the Onon started folding up and moving, we knew we had to start traveling. Do you wait till next morning to travel, or do you start traveling at night? Zok Dabaya, I see from this brisa that you're allowed to start traveling at night. How do I see that? This is Belaila, if you can't start traveling at night. So Amos Midli, when do you take apart the klum? Let's start for the next morning. So my irium shem yaitze, why are you saying that psul kachim is possible because of yaitze? Typically, it's labelino. Why do you just say it's possible because lino went overnight? It stayed overnight. Unless you have dam or you have the imurim, whatever it is, it's overnight now. So forget about psul yaitze. It's a problem of psul lino. So it must be that you traveled at night. He left at night, and therefore now it's only Be'etzem Pasul, only Apsul Yaitse. But Apsul Lina, you didn't finish the night yet, so it's a Raya that you started traveling at night. That's how Rashi learns the Raya. He says that if not, then you'll be Apsul Lina. Zok Taisviz, Taisviz brings down this Rashi, Taisviz Vachal Shavamino. He says, Pershukon, just Mektani, Kachim Nevsalim. If you didn't leave at night, Amos midli klom b'tzafra. When does the klom get up, taken apart next morning? Mayur mishum yaitze. What do you need the psul yaitze? Typically, there's labelina. That's Rashi pshat. Freitas apostol kasha tema. Maybe nafkamina is avada. Maybe you can start traveling at night. You know why it's the day of psul yaitze? Because you start traveling that day, the day that the cloud started moving in the middle of the day. You already had carbon geshachtins. You already had the dam sitting here and the emurim sitting here, and then they left right then and there. So that's where it's the day of the psul yaitze. Avad, you can't leave at night. You tell me it's lino. No, the case was left in the middle of the day. As Efrek Taisus tema, dilma nafkamina hechad the nosu beemtza hayoyim the kachrus shenishtchu hayoyim nifsalom mishum yaitze v'loim mishum lino. As Efrek Taisus. Therefore, Taisa changes a little bit. Taisa says like this, that it's going back on the Lechem Aponim. We know that the Lechem Aponim, if we said that if it's Mesudr, so then it's no problem of Yaitse. Once it's Mesulik and you have to eat it now it's a Psul Yaitse. Now, the Lechem Aponim, when do you take it off the Shulchan? You took it off on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you cannot leave by day because you're not allowed to leave on Shabbos. He says, Tosfos says, "Lakarach b'Shabbos lo yonosim dafil lo yatchum mederaisa lo yoyachayim lisam shum issa hitzah v'issa mechamer." Even if your tchum is not the rice, that it couldn't leave because of issa hitzah, the carrying things, and issa mechamer because of leading the animals, so they could not travel on Shabbos. So therefore, when they took Lechem Aponim off, there was no psul yaitzeh, no tzab psul yaitzeh then, because they did not leave on Shabbos. What's in the gate? If you leave at night. So that's the Gemara's kasha, that if you don't start a trip at night, so you start the next morning, so anyway, there's a psulina on the Lechem Aponim, because now you only have to eat it one day and one night, but next morning you can't eat it anyway. So it must be you start traveling at night. Now what's Pshat on Rashi? So Tosfos says that if you would say they only started traveling beginning of a day, so then Rashi is good also. And this is how the Tzayin Kachem Taka learns up Rashi. Rashi holds they only travel either beginning of night or beginning of the day. So the Gemara's Raya is like this, that it must be that you let it travel, start traveling at night. Because if you don't start traveling at night, so then what's your problem? Yaitse is a psolina. Maybe they started traveling by day. If they started traveling by day, it's beginning of the day. So you didn't have any kabbonis, geshachten yet. So therefore, it's a raya, you're allowed to start traveling at night. Freight the Gemara, what's the big deal? Pshita, of course, why shouldn't you be able to travel at night? Lechas yom v'layla k'sevu. It says in the pasuk, lechas yom v'layla, you travel day and night. That's only if you started by day, then you travel at night. But maybe if you didn't start by day, maybe you don't start a trip at night. And Rashi says, won't be the tzal like that, because it says, first I leave by day. Kamash v'lon, Abaye, you see from here, that is a psul yotze, and like Tosh learns, a psul yotze, by lechem aponim. So you see that it must be you start traveling at night. Now, Mara's kash like this. We learned in the Braisa that in regards to Zovim Mitzrayim, it does have a din, Machna, Leviya, Machna Yisrael, and they have to be sent out of the Machna. Break the Marvim, that's your Kashmir Braisa. The Braisa says, Huglu ha-Pareches, they took apart the Pareches, Hutra Zovim Mitzrayim, the Kanesham. Zovim Mitzrayim, a mutter, to go into the Machna now, because there's no Pareches anymore. So you see, they're allowed into the Machna. The Braisa before, that only got a Machna Shechina, it's bottled. We got a Machna Leviya, Machna Yisrael, it's still intact. So it's a steer of two Braises. It's not Shver. Ho Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan. One's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, one's the sheet of Rabbanan. What do you have Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan? The title into the Braisa. Now inside the Kehman base. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer. We know there's a halacha that tumah hutar v'tzibur. That means if roiv of klai yisrael is tumei meisim, allowed to bring the Karan Pesach. But the whole heter of tumah hutar v'tzibur is only gavi tumei meisim, not gavi zav mitzrayim. But tumei meisim allowed to go into the machna shchina now, even though they're usually excluded from the machna shchina. But they're allowed to go into the machna shchina and bring the Karan Pesach. But it says in the Brayis like this: we know the zav mitzrayim can bring the Karan Pesach. What happens if they walk into the azara? They chayv karis for walking into the azara or not? Rabbi Lezer, I'm a yachol doch zov mitzrayim v'nichasul azara pesach above a tumah. Yachol yuchayav meish v'chayav karis. Tam loyim, the pasuk says, "I got b'shluach machna." It's about going out of machna. V'shalchu me'machna called tzeruah v'chol zov v'chol tami l'nefesh. Says in that pasuk that a tzeruah has to go out of all three machnas. A zov has to go out of machna leviyah, and tami nefesh have to out of only machna shchina. So it says in that pasuk altogether, it brings them all together. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a hekesh over here. B'shosh t'mei meisim m'shtachim. When t'mei meisim are not allowed machashchina, then zov mitzrayim m'shtachim out of their machanas, their respective machanas. Ain't t'mei meisim m'shtachim. If it's a case where the t'mei meisim not m'shtalach, then ain't zov mitzrayim m'shtachim. Then zov mitzrayim don't have a chiyuv to be m'shtalach to go out of their machana. So here by hutter v'tzibur, since the t'mei meisim allowed the azara, therefore is no chiyuv karis for Zav Mitzrayim to go into their machnas that they're not allowed into. Because there's no din machnas shchina now, so therefore there's no din machna leviya machna yisrael. And the same thing by Huglu HaPareches also. Since there's no din asaklom, no din machna shchina, therefore according to Rav Eliezer, there's no din of machna yisrael, machna leviya. Mashenke, the Rabbanu argue over here, and they hold the archive karis even by Tumor Tzibah. If Zav and Mitzrayim go into Azar Yechayev karis, so then they hold that it's not Tali Zabazah. You can have a bit of Machna Shechina, but you still have the Machna, Machna Leviya, Machna Yisrael. Therefore, the Zav Mitzrayim have to mishtal chutz l'machas even when you're traveling, according to Rabbanu. According to Rabbanu, when you're traveling, you don't have to mishtalech. Why? Because since there's no machas, there's no machna levi or machna yisrael. Mashiach, the Rabbanu hold, they're not toys that was there. Just like by Tmei Mason, we say that by Tumot Ritziva, only the Tmei Mason allowed in the Azara, Zav Mitzrayim, Machayev Karas. They're also legabe mishtalech, they're going out of the machnas while they're traveling. Since, even though there's no machna shchina, there still is a machna levi, a machna yisrael.